Did we really expect to suffer such casualties? Four ships sunk in as many days, and as many again damaged. HMS Argonaut was hit by bombs a few hundred yards on our port bow. Then, days of repair, and on the day that she was declared safe, she went on fire. Men and equipment were rushed to her when she signaled that the fire was getting out of control. Men were winched down from helicopters from HMS Fearless with extra firefighting equipment. It continued to astonish us how quickly a fire spreads in our modern warships. Argonaut was anchored a ship's length away from where Antelope went down, a burning wreck 3 days before. Our other air attack casualties in San Carlos water moved past us that evening to more protected anchorages. Sir Galahad and Sir Lancelot, the two knights of the fleet, are both supply ships. Both were still full of supplies when bombs hit them. The bombs did not go off. Up until then, they had survived. Sir Galahad's bomb was defused, and it moved under its own steam past us, but Sir Lancelot had to be towed and pushed ever so gently into an anchorage by landing craft. Her decks were packed with vehicles and munitions, and deep inside her were two unexploded bombs. Even as she passed us a few hundred yards away, with the hole in her hull quite visible, men inside were cutting their way through steel bulkheads to get to the bombs to defuse them. We held our breath as she passed us. Thursday evening, almost dark, and the Argentines caught us by surprise again. Four Skyhawk aircraft came in over the hills very suddenly while many of us were still below deck, and they hit the Marines' beachhead at Ajax Bay with bombs setting off explosions in ammunition dumps. One went through the field hospital, and men died in the explosion that followed. Casualties were brought to our sick bay and to the sick bays in other ships around us. It was a bitter end to a week in which there had been so few casualties ashore.